WMFO, good afternoon and welcome to the Voicemobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Stay hydrated. It's very, as you know, very hot and humid and all that good stuff. So came into the studio. I wasn't here last week. And the first thing that happened is that the brace holding the microphone fell off. Fix that. But the other thing is that the board has been changed. And it won't allow me to put up the CD players, which I use all the time. So I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I did get to go see Dylan out at Foxborough, or now they call it the Xfinity Center. And I'll share a little bit about that. That was quite interesting. So going to be playing a lot of Dylan today. But we'll play a little bit of other stuff in between. And I'm not sure how I'm going to navigate this because it's got only microphones, but we'll see if between the DJ mix and there's one CD up there on the board, so we'll see what happens. Try it this way. Actually, before I do that, let me share a message with you. Numbers to think about. Some numbers to think about. The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending. Ugh. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, so let's see if this deck is gonna play for me, as I hope it will.
Zunguka, zunguka, mbali.
Okay, well, that worked, thank God. Now we'll see if the other deck works. But in between, I think I'll share a little bit with you about my journey out to the Xfinity Center in Mansfield. So I didn't realize I had reset my GPS to local road. So instead of getting on the highway and getting there in 45 minutes, I went from Watertown all the way across to West Roxbury, all through town. It was like ridiculous. 45 minutes to an hour. And so then when I, you know, got close to Mansfield, I think it said like 3.5 miles. And the way the GPS routed me, it was 8 miles. So totally stupid. But anyway, you know, it wasn't too bad. And then I get there and the parking, of course, is what it is. So you have to have everything in plastic bags to go to concerts these days, and they're very particular. So I thought I had everything right. I had a plastic bag inside of a, you know, a bag, and I thought, well, I'll just take out the plastic bag, and that way I can put things back in it. No, they wouldn't allow my pocketbook, even though it was completely empty. I had to walk back to the car and leave it, or I could pay $10 to check it. Totally obnoxious. Okay, so then you get in there, and my seat was just below the lawn section. And so you had to climb up the hill to get to that. And it was I'm getting too old for this. It was, yeah, it was quite a climb to get up there. And okay, so they had a woman named Celeste playing kind of bluesy guitar. She was kind of loud. Okay, you know, it wasn't my cup of tea, but that's how it started. And then Robert Plant with Alison Krauss, who's a terrific musician. So that was an interesting set. And then Dylan came out, and Dylan's set was great. But, you know, you're looking at the jumbotrons, you can't really see, unless they do a close-up, you can't really see very much. I mean, you can see it's Dylan, you can see the outfit, you can see he's at the piano, the keyboard, but you can't really see his face or his expressions or anything. And, you know, I think he did about 90 minutes, and then he left. That was it. No hello, goodbye, or anything, just... you know, you either got it or you didn't. So, you know, and then out comes Willie Nelson's son, Lucas, and the whole Nelson band. Willie did not perform. They had said that before you came into the event, in case you didn't want to, you know, go. And actually, Lucas was fabulous. And he sang, he sounded just like Willie. And his playing is just fabulous. And so, you know, it was great. I mean, I wish I could have seen Willie, but I saw videos of him. He was in Camden, New Jersey, for the next concert. And but he sure does look frail. I mean, 91, God love him. So there was a little girl, must be a grandchild of his, who came out, and she was standing by him and singing a little bit, not into a microphone, but just hanging out there on the stage with him, and that was really cute. But I have to say, Lucas really impressed me. He was great. So that was a revelation. But then getting out of there, oh my God, it took an hour to get to. I was going to stay with a friend in Sharon because I figured, oh, it'll take too long to get home. Well, I didn't know where the heck I was. Some mechanics wrote all this lung thing. Well, I finally got there and got to stay and recoup myself. But I don't think I'll do that again. I think my days of going to these big outdoor events, I just don't have the stomach for it. But anyway, you know, it was interesting. So I'll be playing some Dylan for you. But I'm going to play one more from this Eden Rachel. This is the Traveling Home. It's a three CD cassette. There it is, and it's terrific. So the next one is My Nahar, and let's see if this deck actually is going to play for me. We'll find out.
Bella. שפים בזרם שמתחיל עם גשם ראשון בין הרמזורמים בבטל והם פלגי המים שיגיעו אל מדבר גופה עם השקל של יפור גם אם אשתה
Baby, pack your clothes with mine. are as homeless as ever. Maybe you can start a fire. I must be losing my mind. You're the object of my desire. I feel a change coming on, and the fourth part of the day is already gone.
Humble, but I'm doing the best that I can. guess you could say I'm a loner.
Yeah.
A cowboy outlaw, tough and proud. I could have a lot of friends if I wanted, but then I wouldn't stand out from the crowd. Some folks say that I'm egotistical. Hell, I don't even know what that means. I guess it has something to do with the way that I fill out my skin-tight blue jeans. Oh, Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way. I can't wait to look in the mirror. I get better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be one hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when I'm doing the best that I can. Lord, it's hard to be humble, but I'm doing the best that I can.
Across the Rubicon on the 14th day of the most dangerous month of the year, at the worst time, at the worst place, that's all I seem to hear. I got up early so I could greet the goddess of the dawn. Painted my wagon, abandoned all hope, and I crossed the Rubicon. Well, the Rubicon is a red river, going gently as she flows, redder than your ruby lips and the blood that flows from the rose. 3 miles north of Purgatory, one step from the great beyond. I prayed to the cross, I kissed the girls, and I crossed the Rubicon. What are these dark days I see? In this world so badly bent, how can I redeem the time? A time so idly spent. How much longer can it last? How long can it go on? I embrace my love, put down my head, and I crossed the Rubicon. I can feel the bones beneath my skin, and they're trembling with rage. I'll make your wife a widow, you'll never see old age. Show me one good man in sight that the sun shines down upon. I pawned my watch, I paid my debts, and I crossed the Rubicon. I put my hide up on the hill where some happiness I'll find. If I survive, then let me love, let the hour be mine. Take the high road, take the low, take anyone you're on.
I poured the cup, I passed it along, and I crossed the Rubicon. Well, you defiled the most lovely flower in all of womanhood. Others can be tolerant, others can be good. I'll cut you up with a crooked knife. Lord, and I'll miss you when you're gone. I stood between heaven and earth, and I crossed the Rubicon. You won't find any happiness here, no happiness or joy. Go back to the gutter, try your luck, find you some nice pretty boy. Tell me how many men I need, and who can I count upon? I strap my belt, I button my coat, and I cross the Rubicon. I feel the Holy Spirit inside, see the light that freedom gives. Believe it's in the reach of every man who lives. Keep as far away as possible, as dark as for the dawn. Oh Lord, I turned the key and broke it off, and I crossed the Rubicon. Mona, baby, I used to learn my mind. I truly believe that you are. Could it be anybody else but you who's come with me this far? The killing frost is on the ground, and the autumn leaves are gone. I lit the torch, I looked to the east, and I crossed the Rubicon.
Okay, Kevin, what's it gonna be? We're gonna like say what's happening.
Little Shalai, Thank you. again.
Okay. Bob Dylan, Odds and Ends. Okay, that was from the Bootleg Series, Volume 2, from the Basement Tapes. And this is WMFO Medford. You're listening to The Voice Mobile. I'm your host, Joyce the Voice. Okay, we have heard Chaim David, Uvenei Ata, Reb Shlomo Karlbach composition from the CD Grateful and Alive on Sameach Music. Before that, Bob Dylan, Crossing the Rubicon on Rough and Rowdy Ways on Columbia. Willie Nelson, before that, Maybe I Should Have Been Listening from his Ride Me Back Home CD. And Lucas is on that. His two sons are on that, actually. Legacy Recordings. Bob Dylan, before that, I Feel a Change Coming On. And that is from the Together Through Life CD on Columbia. The Adon Rachel Project, My Nahor, from Traveling Home CD. That's a triple CD set. And the Adon Rachel Project, Mesha, also from that CD. All right, so that brings us up to date. Where are we now? I don't know. I don't know that I have anything else ready to go. But let's read a little something from Kol Chevra, the special Yortzeit issue. Let's see. Well, this is, well, I might have read that already. Let's see. Let's find one I haven't read. Here's the What I Miss, Jesse Rubinstein, Hanalia, age 11. This is from Kol Chevra's special Yortzeit issue, volume 4, number 1, 1997. And thanks to Zev and Andrea, who had some of these from when our dear friend and, I'm forgetting everything today, Nassen Schaefer, when he left to make Aliyah, he left a lot of things with him. So I've taken some and I'm sharing them. Okay, so the hardest thing about this trip was that I had to leave all my friends and the home I started to love. For the past, no wonder, why is it, I'm not hearing anything here. This was working and now it's not working. There we go. Okay. The hardest thing about this trip was that I had to leave all my friends and the home I have started to love. For the 2 months I was there, I will miss everything in the Holy Land. I especially miss my friends from the Shlomo Chevra. I love the entire trip. We stayed in an apartment in Yerushalayim in the neighborhood of Nachlaot. I think it's Nachlaot. And we also toured the country. We went up north for a week. We went to Tel Aviv, Safed, Migdal HaEmek. Our experience in Safed was wonderful. We stayed in Ida's bed and breakfast for 3 nights. We saw my parents' friends, Moshe Shachar, who owns Safed Candles. Even my sister, who did not enjoy the trip that much, said that Safed was wonderful. Safed is a special because it's a very holy city. Many tzaddikim are buried there, many holy men. It is also the center for Jewish mysticism. Being in Israel was wonderful. It was great in Jerusalem to have all the kosher restaurants. Also on Shabbat, our neighborhood's big streets were closed off. Both my sisters and my favorite thing about the trip was spending Shabbos with Shlomo's closest friends. I love being with so many special people who so quickly became my friends. My sister says that the reason she loved Shlomo was because she loved the people there and the atmosphere. The weekly Friday afternoon siren in Jerusalem, which signals the time of candlelighting, was a new and well-welcomed experience. In Arizona, Shabbos is just a little speck. In fact, no one even knows about it, hardly anyone. In Arizona, there are very few kosher restaurants where you can go get kosher meat. It was really great being able to walk into almost any restaurant and being able to order anything on the menu. The entire trip will probably stay in my memory forever. My mom found something spectacular in Israel. For 2 weeks, she was at the Hartman Institute. My mom and I are thinking that maybe we can go to Israel every other year. She can go to Hartman and I can stay with my newfound friends. The years I don't go to Israel, I will most likely go to Camp Ramah. For my last year of high school, I would like to find a high school in Jerusalem. Then I would remain for my 4 years of college. I would travel across the world and then return to Israel. This is so sweet. This is from Jesse Rubenstein, Chana Leiba. She was age 11 when she wrote that. What I missed. That's so adorable. Very cute. All right, so let's see if put on some Shlomo after that. From Shavoda Aseder. There we go. Let's put on... Just waiting for this deck to decide it wants to play. That's how it is. Tov Lahodos, let's do that. All right.
Yeah. look here, dear soup, you best feed the cats. The cats need feeding, you're the one to do it. Get your hat, feed the cats. You ain't going nowhere. I see you walking out there, and you're the one to do it. Pick up your nose, you canary. You ain't going nowhere. Corn. I don't care if your name is Michael, you're gonna need some boards. Get your lunch, you farm bib. You ain't going nowhere. Best go there to find a file. I seen you out there beating down your hammer. You ain't no head of lettuce. Feed that buzzard. Lay him on the rug. You ain't going nowhere. For San Antonio, I never felt so good. My woman said she'd meet me there, and of course I knew she would. The coachman, he hit me for my hook, and he asked me for my name. I gave it to him right away, hung my head in shame. Lord behold, Lord behold, now I came into Pittsburgh, it was 6:30 flat. I found myself a vacant seat, and there I put my hat. What's the matter, Molly dear? What's the matter with your mom? What's your dream, Moby Dick? Don't you know this is Chicken Town? Lord behold, Lord behold, I bought my doll a herd of moose, so one she could call her own. She came out the very next day just to see where they had flown. I'm going down to Tennessee, get me a truck or something. I'm gonna save my money and rip it up.
Lord behold, Lord, get me out of here, my dear
man. I come in on a fast wheel, and boys, I sure was slick. moved in like a tornado and also laid a few tricks on him. Moving on out, I'm going to Pittsburgh again. Ride around that herd right for home. We're all going to go to sleep. Lo and behold, lo and behold, looking for my lo and behold, get me out of here, my dear man.
All right. Before we go on to the next, I just want to share with you something that came across. Come back here. It's, Bob Dylan announces a massive new box set, the 1974 Live Recordings. 431 track collection captures Dylan's mid-1970s arena tour with the band. Wow. So that's a big 27-CD box set. I don't know what the price is. Capturing his 1974 arena tour with the band. It arrived September 20th.